Sheni. The pasuk continues with the parsha of Vidoy Maisrois, confessing that you have given all your Maisrois. Maisrois must be taken from crops according to a 3-year cycle. Every year, Maiser Rishon is given to the Levi. During the first and second year, Maiser Sheni is taken and eaten in Yerushalayim. During the third year, instead of Maiser Sheni, Maiser Oni is taken and given to the poor. This cycle is repeated every 3 years, with the exception of the 7th year, which is Shemitah, and the 50th year, which is Yovel, when no Maisrois are required. By Erev Pesach, after each 3-year cycle, the owner must make sure that he has delivered all Maisrois to its proper destination, and then on the last day of Pesach of the 4th and 7th years, he recites the confession of Vidui Maisrois, as we will soon explain. And the pasuk says, Kisechale laser es kol masar tivuascha bashona hashlishis, when you will finish separating all the Maisrois of the 3rd year of the Shemitah cycle, Shnas HaMaaser, the 3rd year which is called the year of Maiser, the year when only one of the 2 Maisrois of the previous years are given. In the first 2 years of the cycle, Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni are separated. But in the 3rd year, Maiser Sheni is omitted and replaced by Maiser Oni. That is why the 3rd year is called Shnas HaMaaser, the year that only one of the 2 Maisrois that were given in the previous years are given. And that is Maiser Rishon, because Maiser Sheni is substituted with Maiser Oni. So on Erev Pesach of the 4th year, you must make sure that all the Maisrois have already been given, V'nosato la-Levi, and you will have given to the Levi his Maiser Rishon, la-Ger la-Yosem v'lo-Amono, to the Ger, Yosem, and Amono, you will have already given the Maiser Oni, V'ochlu v'shorecha v'saveyu, and they will eat it in your cities, and they will be satisfied. And this teaches us that when you give Maiser Oni, you must give the amount of Kedei Sevia, an amount that will satisfy. As the Mishnah says in Peya, in Poichsin La'oni Begorin, you do not give less to the Oni that comes to the threshing floor than a half a kav of wheat and a kav of barley. And the Mefarshim explain that this is only when the Oni comes to the field, to the Goyren, because if you do not give him a Kedei Sevia, an amount that will satisfy him, he will go hungry by the time he gets to the next field, since the fields are very far from each other. However, if you give Maiser Oni from your house, then you do not need to give him Kedei Sevia, because if he does not get enough to satisfy him in your house, he can go to the next house, which is not too far, and over there he will receive more food. So after he has made sure that by Erev Pesach of the 4th year, all the Maisrois have been given to the proper destinations, then on the last day of Pesach of this 4th year, and also the last day of Pesach of the 7th year, he makes this declaration, which is called Vidui Maisrois, the confession of Maisrois. V'omarto, and you shall say, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, before Hashem your God, Bi'arti HaKodesh min HaBayis, I have removed all the holy things from the house, referring to Maiser Sheni and Neter Ravai, which have been brought and eaten in Yerushalayim, V'gam Nesativ LaLevi, and also I have given the Maiser Rishon to the Levi. And since it says V'gam, this includes that he says that he has given the Truma and the Bikurim to the Kohen, V'la Ger LaYosem V'lo Amono, and I have given to the Ger, Yosem, and Amono the Maiser Oni, K'chol Mitzvosecho Asher Tzivisoni, like all of your mitzvah that you have commanded me, which means that I have given it in the proper order, first giving the Bikurim, then the Truma, then the Maiser Rishon, and then the Maiser Sheni. Lo'avarti min mitzvoisecho, I was not over your mitzvois by giving min al she'eino minoi, exempting myself by separating from one min to pater another, separating from barley in order to pater the wheat. And also I was not over your mitzvah by giving chodosh al hayoshon, because one must separate the miser from this year's crop with the tvua from this year's crop. He cannot pater last year's miser with the new year's crop. He may not give mechodosh al hayoshon. V'loi shachachti, and I did not forget to make the bracha asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosa v'tzivonu lahafresh meiser or lahafresh truma. And although these brachos are only midrabonon, this pasuk is an asmachta, an allusion in the Torah to a halacha midrabonon. Le'achalti v'oini mimenu, I did not eat the meiser sheni when I was an oinein. An oinein is an ovel, one who is mourning over one of the zayin krovim, one of the 7 relatives. And on the day that this relative dies, he is called an oinein, and he may not eat Maiser Sheni. So he says, Lo yachalti va'oini mimenu, I did not eat the Maiser Sheni while I was an oinein. V'loi bi'arti mimenu b'tome, and I did not eat the Maaser Sheni in a state of tuma, which means whether I was tame and the Maaser Sheni was tahar, or whether the Maaser Sheni was tame and I was tahar. V'loi nosati mimenu l'meis, and I did not use the Maaser Sheni for a dead person. And although it is pashut that Maaser Sheni may only be used to purchase food and drinks, so why does he even have to say that he did not use it l'meis? The Mefarshim explained that over here we are talking about Maaser Sheni that became Tamei, and Maaser Sheni that became Tamei may be exchanged for other things other than food and drinks. Our Pasuk is teaching us that still it may only be used for the living. It may not be used to be exchanged for the needs of the dead. And that is why he says, Lenosati mimenu lemeis, I did not use the Maaser Sheni that became Tamei in order to buy a coffin for a dead person or tachwichim, clothing for the dead. Shamati b'koil Hashem elokai, I listened to the voice of Hashem my God, which means I brought the Maaser Sheni to Yerushalayim and the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash. Osisi k'choil asher tzivisoni, I have done everything you have commanded me, I rejoiced and I made others happy. So now that we have done ours and we have brought the Maaseroys, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is your turn to do yours and do what is incumbent upon you to give us a bracha. Hashkifa mim'oin kachecha, Hashem, you shall look down from your holy place, min hashamayim, from the heavens, uvorech esamcha Yisrael, and bench your nation Klal Yisrael, ve'eis ho'adoma asher nasata lanu, and the land that you have given to us, kasher nishbata la'avoseinu, like you have sworn to our fathers to give us this land, eretz zavas cholav udvash, it is a land that flows milk and honey. We have done ours by giving our Maaser, now you have to do yours by giving us the bracha. And Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayera, Perek Yudches, Pasuk Tezayin, that all over in the Torah where the word Vayashkef is used, it means to gaze upon in a negative way. Like in the Pasuk, Vayashkifu al Pnei Sedoim, the Malachim looked negatively at Sedoim to destroy it. However, over here, Hashkifa is used in a positive way, to give a bracha. Because when Jews give to the poor, which is the topic of this Parsha, the Midah of Roiges, the Midah of anger, is changed to the Midah of Rachamim, the Midah of mercy. So Hashkifa, which is usually used in a negative way, is now changed to be used in a positive way. And this is the end of the Parsha of Vidui Maaseroys, the confession on giving the Maaser. And the Sefarna is bothered, why is it called Vidui Maaseroys, a confession? A confession applies when one sins and confesses his wrongdoing. What sin is he confessing here by giving the Maaseroys? Sefarna answers, the confession is on the Avera of the Egel. If the Jews had not worshipped the Egel, the Avoda would have been done by the Bechorim, the firstborn males of every family. When it came time to give his Trumos and Maaseroys, he would not have to leave his house. He could just go over to his oldest brother and give it to him. When a person has to say, Bi'arti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, I have removed the holy from my house, in essence, he is confessing to the Avera of the Egel and saying, I cannot give away my Maaser by giving it to the Bechor in my house. I must take it out and give it to the Kohen and Levi who became the recipients after the Egel. Zok Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis, Ki Sechale Laser Es Kol Maaser Tivuasecha Bashona Hashlishis, Ki Shetigmor Lahafrish Maaseroys Shel Shona Hashlishis, when you finish separating the Maaseroys of the third year, Kovaz Man Habir V'Havidoi Be'erev Pesach Shel Shona Horevias. The Torah fixed the time to eliminate it and the time to say a confession that you have given all of the Maaseroys on Erev Pesach of the fourth year. And this actually means that it must be eliminated from your house on Erev Pesach. However, the Vidui was not said until the last day of Pesach. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says by the topic of removing Maaseroys from your house in Parshas Re'eh, Miksei Sholei Shonim, at the end of 3 years, Toitzi Es Kol Maaser Tevuasecha, you shall remove all the Maaser of your Tevuah. Nemar Kan Miketz, in that Pasuk it said Miketz, actually it says Miksei, which is a form of the word Miketz. V'nemar Lahalon, and also further on in Parshas Vayelech, it says Miketz Sheva Shonim, at the end of 7 years, Le'inyin Hakel, by the topic of Hakel, where everybody had to be gathered together, and the Melech, the king, would read different parts of Sefer Devarim. Ma'ala Halon Regel, just like over there, where it says Miketz, it is referring to by a Yontif. Hakel was done on a Yontif, Afkan Regel, so to over here, the Maaseroys must be eliminated by a Yontif. Frek Rashi, Imala Halon Chagasukois, Afkan Chagasukois. Are you going to say that just like over there, Hakel was done by the Yontif of Sukkos, so too over here, the elimination of Maisrois must be done by the Yontif of Sukkos? Talmud Loimar, therefore we need our pasuk that says, Kisechale Lasar Maisrois Shalshona Hashlishis, when you will finish giving the Maisr of the third year. Regel, it is referring to a Yontif, Sha Maisrois Kolimboy, where all the Maisrois could already be finished. Vizehu Pesach, and this is Pesach of the fourth year. Shaharbe Ilonois Yesh, because there are many trees, Shenilkotin Achar Sukkos, that are harvested after Sukkos, between Sukkos and Chanukah. Nimtzu, it comes out, Maisrois shall shlishes kolin, be Pesach shall revius. The Maisrois of the third year aren't finished until Pesach of the fourth year. And once we learn out from the parsha of Hakel that we are referring to a Yontif, we therefore learn out that it is referring to the Yontif of Pesach in the fourth year. V'chol mi sheshor Maisroisov, and anybody who delayed in giving his Maisrois, his shrichu akosov levaro min habayis, the Torah required him to remove it from his house before Erev Pesach of the fourth year. Zagrashi Shinas HaMaaser, the year of Maiser. Shono She'inoigbo El Maiser Echod, the year that only one Maiser applies to it. Mishnei Maisrei She'nohagu B'shtei Shonim Shelefoneho, out of the two Maiserois that applied during the 2 years before this third year. She'shono Rishonu Ushnia Shel Shmita, because by the first and second year of the Shmita cycle, Noigbo Hen Maiser Rishon. Maaser Rishon applied, Kamosha Kosov, like the Pasuk says in Parashas Korach, Kisik Chumeis B'nei Yisrael Es HaMaaser, when you will take from the B'nei Yisrael the Maaser and give it to the Levi. Umaaser Sheni, and also Maaser Sheni applied during these first 2 years, Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Ve'ochalta Lefnei Hashem Alikecho, and you shall eat before Hashem your God, Maaser Degoncha Tiroi Shechav Yitzarecho, the Maaser of your grain, your wine, and your oil, you will eat it in Yerushalayim. Harei Beis Maaserois. So we have two Maisrois that apply during the first and second year. Ubov lemedcha kan, and the Pasuk now is coming to teach you, Bashono Hashlishis, in this third year, She'ein noyeg me'osim beiz Maisrois, it does not apply from these two Maisrois, Elo ha'echod, only one of them. Ve'eze, and which one is this? Ze Maiser Rishon, this is Maiser Rishon that applies in the third year. Ve'tachas Maiser Sheni, and instead of Maiser Sheni, Yitain Maiser Oni, he will give in the third year Maiser Oni to the poor. Shenemar Kan, because the Pasuk says over here concerning the third year, Nosata La Levi, and you will give it to the Levi, Eis Asher Loi, what belongs to him, Hare Maiser Rishon, that is Maiser Rishon, and La Ger La Yosem V'La Amono, Ze Maiser Oni. When the Pasuk says Ger Yosem and Amono, it is referring to Maiser Oni. So since the Pasuk says Bashona Hashlishis, in the third year, Vinosato La Levi, La Ger, La Yosem V'La Amono, we learn out that in the third year, the Maisrois are Maiser Rishon to the Levi and Maiser Oni to the Ger, Yosem and Amono. Zot Rashi V'ochlu V'shorecho V'saveyu, and they will eat in your cities and they will be satisfied, referring to the Maiser Oni. Tein Lohem K'dei Sivon, you shall give the poor people an amount that will satisfy them. Mikan Amru, from here Chazal said, Ein poichasin la'oni begorin, you do not give less to the poor person in the fields when he comes to the threshing floor, pochois mechasi kav chitim, less than one half of a kav of wheat and one kav of barley. And as we explained earlier, that is only when he comes to the fields. However, when he comes to your house, you may give him less. Ve'omarto lefnei Hashem alekecho, and you shall say before Hashem your God, hisfade shenosata masreisecho, you shall confess that you gave your maisres. Biarti akodesh min habayis, I have removed the holy things from my house. Ze maiser sheni v'neter ravai, this is referring to maiser sheni and neter ravai that were eaten in Yerushalayim. Because the Pasuk says kodesh, and we know that maiser sheni and neter ravai are both called kodesh. Maiser sheni is called kodesh in Parashas Bechukosai, Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Lamin, where the Pasuk says v'chol ma'aser ha'oretz kodesh l'ashem. And neter ravai is called kodesh in Parashas Kedoshim, Perek Yutes, Pasuk Chav Dalid, where the Pasuk says, Uvashono horavius, yea kol pirioi kodesh. The Lamedcha and the Pasuk teaches you, Sheim shoh maasroisov shel shtei shonim, if you delayed in giving the maestros of the first 2 years, v'lei helam li Yerushalayim, and you did not bring them up to Yerushalayim, shetorach lahaloisam achshav, you must bring them up right now. The maestro sheni that was not brought during the first year and during the second year shall be brought before Pesach of the fourth year. Zakrashi v'gam nesativ lelevi, and also I have given to the Levi ze maaser rishon. He's saying that I gave to the Levi the maaser rishon. V'gam l'rabbis truma ubikurim, and the word gam is coming to include that he says that he also gave the truma and bikurim to the kohen. V'lager la'yosem v'lo amono, and to the ger, the yosem, and the amono, he says that he has given ma'aser oni, k'chol mitzvasecha, like all of your mitzvahs that you have commanded me. Nisatim kisidram, which means that I have given them in the proper order. Bikurim, then truma, then ma'aser rishon, then ma'aser sheni. Lehikdamti truma lebikurim, I did not place the truma before the bikurim. V'lo ma'aser letruma, and not the ma'aser before the truma. V'lo sheni lerishon, and not ma'aser sheni before ma'aser rishon. Because we know that Truma comes before Meiser, Sha Truma Kruya Rashis, because Truma is called Rashis the first. As the Pasuk says in Perik Yud Ches, Pasuk Dalid, concerning Truma, Rashis de Guncha, Truma is the first of your grain. Shehi Rishoina, because it is first, Mishenasa Dagon, the Chiv, comes upon it once it is made into a pile of grain. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says in Parashas Mishpatim, Melei Osecha, the Chiv which is upon you when your fruits ripen, which is Bikurim, Vidim Acho, and your Dema, which is referring to Truma, Loisa Acher, which means Loisa Shana es Haseder, you shall not change the order. So we see that the order shall first be Bikurim, then Truma, then Ma'aser Rishon, and then Ma'aser Sheni. Zakrashi Lo Avarti Mi Mitzvoy Secho, I was not over your mitzvoys. Lo Frashti Mi Min Al She'enu Minoy, I did not separate from one min on another min. Umin Achodosh Al Yoshon, and I did not separate from the new Tzvua, in order to pater the chi of meiser of the old tfuah. V'loi shachachti, and I did not forget, milav arechecha, from benching you, ala froshas meisrois, on the separation of meiser. V'chalti v'oini mimenu, I did not eat the meisrois when I was an oinein, mikan she'osel oinein, from here we see that an oinein may not eat meiser sheni. So Rashi v'loi bi'arti mimenu b'tomei, I did not eat it in a state of tumo. Ben shani tomei v'hu tohar, whether if I was tomei and the meiser sheni was tohar, Bein Shani Tahar, whether I was Tahar, Vahu Tame, and the Ma'aser Sheni was Tame. In a case where you are Tame, and the Ma'aser Sheni is Tahar, we learn that it is Aser from the Pasuk in Parshas Emor, Perik Chaf Beis Pasuk Vav, that the Pasuk over there says, V'Tame Ara Orev, and he is Tame until the evening, V'lo Yoichal Min HaKochim, and he cannot eat from the Kochim, which Chazal say, that this is also including Ma'aser Sheni. He may not eat Ma'aser Sheni if he is Tame. On that Rashi asks, V'heichan huzer al-kach, where do we know that if you are tahar, you may not eat ma'aser sheni that is tameh? Zok Rashi, the Pasuk says earlier, Lo sucha lecho b'sharecho, you may not eat in your cities, ma'aser degoncha tiroshecha v'tzarecho, the ma'aser sheni. And this Pasuk is teaching us, zu achilas tuma, that you may not eat ma'aser sheni that is tameh. Because in that Pasuk it says, b'sharecho, in your cities. K'moshe nemar b'psulei hamukdoshim, just like it says the word Bisharecho by Psulei HaMekdoshim, by a carbon that developed a mum. Where over there it says, Bisharecho Teichalenu HaTomei VaHatar Yachtom. In your cities you can eat it, the Tomei and the Tar together. A carbon that developed a mum may be eaten in a state of Tumah, whether you are Tomei or whether the carbon is Tomei. Avol Zeh, but this, referring to Ma'aser Sheni, Lesucha Lechol Derech Achila She'orecho, you cannot eat it the same way that we allow you to eat Psulei HaMekdoshim, where there too it says the word She'arecha, Ha'omer B'makam Acher, that is stated in another place. The Pasuk is saying, Lo Sucha Lecho B'She'arecha Ma'aser Degoncho, you may not eat Ma'aser the same way that you can eat Psulei HaMekdoshim, where there too it says She'arecha. Psulei HaMekdoshim, where it says She'arecha, may be eaten by a Tomei and a Torah together, which means you may eat Psulei HaMekdoshim that became Tomei. However, over here, Lo Sucha Lecho B'She'arecha, you may not eat this ma'aser sheni the same way. You may not eat ma'aser sheni that became tamei. Zok Rashi v'lo nesati mimenu lemeis, I did not use the ma'aser sheni for a dead body. As we explained earlier, the ma'aser sheni that became tamei, I did not use for a dead body. Lasis le'orim v'tachrichim, to use it for a coffin or for the clothing of the dead body. Shamati b'kol Hashem alekoi, I listened to the voice of Hashem my God, which means Havayosev lebeis habechira, I brought the bikurim to the beis hamikdash and also the ma'aser sheni to Yerushalayim. Osisi kechol asher tzivisoni, I did everything you commanded me. Somachti, I rejoiced. Bisimachti boy, and I made other people happy. And therefore hashkifa mim on kachecha. Osinu masha gazarta oleinu, we did what you decreed upon us. Asei ato, now you shall do masha olecho lasois, what is incumbent upon you to do. Shomarta, because you said, Im b'chukoisai teilechu, if you go in my chukim, then v'nosati gishmeichem be'itam, I will give your reins in their times. So we did what is upon us, now you shall give us the brachois which is incumbent upon you to give us when we do the mitzvahs. Asher nosata lonu kasher nishbata laviseinu, the land that you gave us like you swore to our fathers, loseis lonu, to give to us, v'kiyamta, and you kept your word. And that land is Eretz Zavas Cholav U'Dvash, a land that flows milk and honey. And Rashi is telling us that the words kasher nishbata laviseinu, like you swore to our fathers, are going back on the words asher nosata lonu, that you gave us the land. Because Hashem swore to the Avos that He would give their children Eretz Yisrael. However, Kasher Nishbata L'Avoseinu is not going back on the beginning of the Pasuk that says, Uvorech Esamcha Yisrael Ve'eso Adom Asher Nosata Lanu, that Hashem should bless Klal Yisrael and the land that you have given us. Because Hashem never swore to the Avos that He would bench Klal Yisrael and bench the land. He only swore to them that He would give their children Eretz Yisrael. Kasher Nishbata L'Avoseinu is going back on the words Asher Nosata Lanu.